I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Once again, it's time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And, of course, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Woo, we got things happening here. I tell you what, look at this setup. Now, you know me. I'm just techno-geeky. I'm always doing something in the geek world, all right? And I keep trying to improve the quality of this netcast. I tell you what, I dream about ways to make this thing just that much better, okay? And so I'm trying to improve the video quality. I'm trying to improve the audio quality. Well, today, we got an interesting little setup here. This is a Marshall microphone, and it is an XMR. I forget the exact thing. But at any rate, it's cool looking, isn't it? It's kind of gold. Does that make it the golden microphone? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Anyway, and I got my spit guard here. And, of course, sometimes I need one. You're not supposed to spit in a condenser microphone. Actually, you probably don't want to spit in the microphone anytime. You know, you might get a little shock. Anyway, also it has this little suspension thingy here that keeps it all suspended in midair, and so that when I hit the table here, it doesn't knock the microphone. All these cool technical things. Anyway, the other thing about this is I'm using an Elesis USB mixer. Let me see if I can get it into the shot. Ooh, there it is right there. It makes it look really big. It's actually very small. I'll do the old hand size thing. But anyway, that's kind of upside down, but anyway, that's the deal. Let me set it back down over here, or I'll run into something. But it's an Elesis Multimix 6, 6-channel USB mixer. Aha! Cool stuff. Got it for my birthday. So, but it is allowing me to do a whole bunch of cool stuff. This is a low impedance microphone. The low impedance microphone is feeding into the Multimix mixer, which is then has phantom power to power the microphone, and then it hooks into the laptop, and there you go. Ha-ha. Hopefully the sound quality is better now. I still have a slight little hum thing going on, and I bet I need to ground it better. I just thought of that. See, I'm still learning to play with it. So I'll work on that. Okay? So, anyway, so if you hear that little, you'll know that I've got something else I need to work on. Anyway, I share these things with you because I know you're sometimes interested in the technical aspects of how I do the netcast. In case you want to do one too. It'd be crazy like the old doctor. Yeah. Okay, we have an abbreviated netcast in terms of the actual content this week because it's just about Christmas time. Give me a break, okay? There's lots of things happening, and I'm involved in so many things, and it's just hard to get it all done. So I do the best I can. So let's look at the tech news, shall we? Here it is. What was the biggest scientific breakthrough of 2010? I can hear the Jeopardy music. Do, 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 do. What do you think it was? Those of you that have read the blog at drbill.cc, which stands for Computer Curmudgeon, already know this. Or perhaps you've already seen the article. But basically, the breakthrough of 2010 is... Drumroll! No, don't do the drumroll just yet. It's so loud. Teleportation! You say, what? Yep, that's what they said, teleportation. That was Fox News that had this article. So take it up with them. But anyway, they said in the article that thanks to physics, the truly bizarre quirks of quarks, they enjoyed that one, those Star Trek-style teleporters may be more than fiction. A strange discovery by quantum physicists at the University of California, Santa Barbara means that an object that you can see in front of you may exist simultaneously in a parallel universe. Ah, I've been accused of existing simultaneously in a parallel universe. But you knew that. Anyway, a multi-state condition that has scientists theorizing that teleportation or even time travel may be more than just the plaything of science fiction writers. Dude! Until this year, all human-made objects have moved according to the laws of classical mechanics, or physics, as we call it. The rules governing ordinary objects. Toss a ball in the air, and it falls back to Earth. I knew that. Drop a coin from your roof, and it falls into your yard. Yes. They're really trying to make their point here. But back in March, a group of researchers designed a gadget that moves in ways that can only be described by quantum mechanics. By the way, I saw a bumper sticker once when I was in college. Quark, quark, says the quantum duck. Yeah, but it was funny in college. There were a lot of things funny in college, but we won't go there. Okay, quantum mechanics, the set of rules that governs the behavior of tiny things, little tiny things like molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles. And the implication that teleportation and even time travel may someday somehow be a reality is so groundbreaking that Science Magazine has labeled it the most significant scientific advance of 2010. I don't know why that was so hard to say, but it was. So there you go, teleportation, dude. That's just so cool. We'll look back on 2010 and go, yes, that was the year that they came out with teleportation. Funny. I don't know too many people that are beaming places yet. But you got to start somewhere, you know what I mean? Okay. So now it's time for the big drum roll. And there is. For the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is just so cool. I don't always get excited about the Geek Softwares of the Week, but this one I did. It is called Smart Defrag by a company called IOBit. IO, input, output, bit. IOBit. They wrote a program called Smart Defrag. Now, here's why I love this program. You know that I'm an open source guy, right? And you know that I love Linux, right? Matter of fact, where's Tux? Here's Tux. Tux. I love Tux. Anyway, he fell down from off of the thing back there, so I'll put him back in a place of honor. Anyway, gotta love the Tux. But I have a confession. Maybe I should cover Tux's ears. I like Windows 7 pretty well. Really, compared to earlier versions of Windows, dude, it really, really rocks, okay? Sorry, Tux. But I like it a lot. The one thing that I'm very, hate to say it, but very anal retentive about is disk defragging. I like to defrag my drives. It's almost a mental thing with me. I just have to defrag them. And let me tell you, defragging in Windows 7, it's just not as much fun. And do you know why it's not as much fun? Because you don't get to see the little bits moving. I'm a very visual guy. You know? I want to see bits move. So, when you defrag in Windows 7, you don't see anything. You just see a percentage. 10%. 20%, 30%. Whoopee! I want to say bits! Little graphical representations of bits. And yet, that kind of visualization of defragging your drive just isn't in Windows 7. But here is where the Geek Software of the Week comes in. Smart Defrag. A free, 100% free, how many times do I have to say it? Free program. Now here's the cool thing about the free program. It's so free. It's free for you as an individual at home. It's free for you at work commercially. It's free for you using it on a server. Dude! Most free stuff they won't let you use on servers. They make you buy it. But this is free, 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 free. Okay? So even on servers, you can use it. And I'm telling you, it is so cool to set it and defrag and watch those little bits move again in colored little boxes. I just love it. I know I need to get a life. But I just like to see it, okay? Plus, you can optimize your drive. You can do deep defragmentation. You can set it so that it will defrag, and it will take hours, but, you know, I mean, it's really fast, okay? It's normally a fast defrag, don't get me wrong. But you can set the level so it's so deep it'll take hours, and then choose the option to shut down your machine when it's done so that you can just go to bed and it'll defrag. And I'm telling you, folks, this will speed up your system, no matter what else people say about defragging. Because consistent, non-fragmented file structures are just faster than fragmented file structures. I say that because some people say, doesn't matter whether you defrag or not. Well, fool on you, it does. See, I came from back in the day as the computer curmudgeon with all the gray. From back in the day, man, when computers were just little blocks of nothing, and it just took forever. Every little bit of speed increase you could get was worth it. And it still is today. Even with fast computers, it's important to be fast and cool and see blocks move. So, there. Anyway, I'm stretching this out because that's really all I've got for the netcast. Okay, but you got to see the new microphone and the Alesis Multimix USB mixer and smart defrag. Go out and download a copy now and put it on your system. Tell your friends! There you go. All right, well, I guess that's about it. So until next time, the Doctor is out of here!